Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Pass that Dasani bottle to me, Mike.
Be quiet. Keep the noise down.
I'm sorry, Mike was out until 2 a.m. And
yeah, if you call in, please whisper.
He's easing into the day. Ain't that right, Mike?
Yeah.
Hello, Mike.
It's not that bad.
No,
not as bad.
I'm just tired, not hungover.
I'm still lack of sleep. Just sleep deprived.
Because he got in at 2 and then decided it's time to cook.
Yeah, we were hungry. We had a friend of mine in from out of town, and we.
So, cooked. Do you make a late supper or an early breakfast?
I eat like the French, you know.
Oh, so what he's saying is he opened another bottle of wine.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's a food product, but no. It's my birthday weekend, and I have been celebrating since Friday afternoon. And I still got this afternoon, and I got tomorrow to go. I'll finish up tomorrow.
So the show this morning
is
kind of a palate cleanser.
Yeah, this is a palate cleanser.
And to give your liver a little break.
A little break.
You're the only guy I know that has three birthdays in a year.
He's the only man I know that does birthday week.
It's a weekend. It's just a week. I started it Friday.
Yeah.
And afternoon.
Yeah.
And then Le Bichon Wine Bar threw me a party last night.
Oh.
And then I'm going to be gathering with some friends.
Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar?
Yeah.
In Daphne, Alabama. Uh-huh.
Only thing you need is to get Mayor Stinson to give you a birthday key to the city.
Okay. Will it open anything?
Well, I'm working with Brandon Van Hook to get us a key to Sims.
Okay.
It's the key off the can of Spam. That you open the can
I thought
of spam
it was
with.
A church key.
So I'll be finishing up tomorrow. My actual birthday tomorrow is my actual birthday. I am celebrating Medicare.
89 years.
Medicare.
89 years.
I got my Medicare card.
Did you get AARP yet?
No, I don't do AARP.
I don't like lobbyists. I don't care whether their cause is good or
but
not.
But I got my Blue Cross Advantage card.
There you go.
And I got my Medicare card, and I got my first doctor's appointment Tuesday morning.
Well, you know what? If you've got that gap insurance, very often they'll require an annual physical.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get it, they add dollars to your premiums.
Well,
if he does get it, they're going to add dollars to his premiums too.
Well, they do take out of your Social Security check. So
yeah.
But that's okay. That's all right. And I've worked hard for it. And. Everybody was talking about, well, there won't be no Social Security around when I get your. I said, look, when I was in my 20s, we were saying that. Mm-hmm. There won't be a Social Security around. But still invest.
Yeah.
Take your money that you have and invest it in something.
Yeah.
That raises a burning question.
Yeah.
What and when was your first job?
My first job, believe it or not, I was 14 years old, and I worked at 7-Eleven. And then
you could work at 14, and it was
I did.
Okay.
If you had permission from your parents, you could work at under 16.
They did have to let me go because of the age thing. But I got on at IHOP because my mother was a waitress there, and I was a busboy.
The IHOP.
But you know what? How much I made an hour there? I made 85 cents an hour. That's what it was back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much what servers make now.
My first job was
not much more.
When I'm 16, I had a paper route and
folded
all my papers and stacked them on the handlebars of my Schwinn bike.
Schwinn.
Got up at 2:30 in the morning to go fold them and throw them.
Oh, by the way, welcome to Sip and Chew Show.
Oh, yeah. So, the nostalgia edition.
The jobs report.
Mm-hmm.
We're the geriatric edition. So, anyway. I had a good time last night, and I want to thank all those that showed up last night at Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar.
Everybody, everywhere.
And I didn't have to pay for a single drink.
And they paid for everything.
Well, people kept buying me drinks.
Well, that's what happens when you pin a note on your front of your shirt that says,
"It's my birthday."
It's my birthday.
Show, get me home. My address is. But my friend Bob, he was my DD, and he got me home safe, and we were hungry though, so we had to eat. All we did was just finish eating what we started that afternoon. We went to Champy's and started there. But then when we got over there to Le Vichon, there was plenty of, you know, stuff.
Dave's
there.
Pimento cheese?
You know, I didn't eat any of that last night. I was too busy talking. I didn't really eat. Had a beautiful cake for me.
Well, I made a burger yesterday that I have named the Home Free Burger.
Home Free?
The band?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love them, guys.
Because there's something in the burger that represents all of them.
What's that?
Well, Adam Chance, who's from Bay Minette, I have Alabama white sauce and Dreamland barbecue sauce on the burger.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Brown is from Georgia, so it's pimento cheese. Tim Faust is from Texas, so it had jalapenos, and I used taco seasoning to season the burger.
Mm-hmm.
And then the founder and the other two guys that are in the band now are all from Minneapolis, so I did it Juicy Lucy style.
Okay.
And I put the pimento cheese and the jalapeno in the middle of the burger.
And who was from Alabama? Adam Chance?
Yeah, Adam Chance, the baritone.
From where? Bay Minette?
Yep, Bay Minette.
So how about that? I thought when you said home free, I thought maybe it's because you were at home and it was free.
I was at home, but it wasn't free.
Talking about the a cappella singing group.
Yeah,
right.
And of course, and their fans call themselves Home Fries. So I put a side of fries on there and I said it's home in parentheses made fries.
Mm-hmm.
So Home Fries.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. Trying to get us a little attention because they always put Mobile on their tour you know, Chance is, you know, from the area.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get it so that they recognize us and invite us to come to the next show.
There you go.
Yeah. That'd be a good holler band.
To know when the next show is.
It's not going to be for a while. Maybe Christmas. They usually swing this way around Christmas time on their Christmas tour.
Mm-hmm.
But it may be every other year they hit us. They were here last Christmas at the Sanger. Mm-hmm.
I tried to convince the manager of the Schillinger's Road Cracker Barrel one time that they should add that to their CD sales thing and they would make some money with it.
Mm-mm.
At that point, nobody had heard of them.
Yeah.
And still a lot of people have it.
It's funny because they're one of the most popular country bands on the planet, but no one that listens to country music has heard of them.
Yeah.
Because all they play is that
pretend country.
Hip-hop pop. You know, it's just a bunch of pop songs, and they throw in a steel guitar or a violin in the background.
And a fake country twang.
Country music is horrible right now.
Yeah. Except for Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
That man is
and
fire.
That new group that just got discovered on America's Got Talent. Yeah. I forgot their name.
I like a Little Big Town, but mainly because a good buddy of mine is their lead guitarist and keyboardist.
Okay.
I mean, the band's fine, but, you know, it's basically a redneck ABBA. It's two women and two guys that sing and then...
As long as they don't swap wives.
Or spit.
Redneck ABBA. What a concept.
But they're pretty good. And I told you that the first time they played Fallon, and my buddy Akil put on there, "Hey, man, I can't believe this. We're playing Fallon tonight." So I tuned in, and he did a Facebook Live. And at the end of the show, when they're all breaking down and the cameras have gone off, the band and everybody gets together on the main stage, and they're talking and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Akil's breaking down his equipment. You know, while everybody else is doing that. And Jimmy Fallon comes running across the stage to my buddy Akil, gets right in his face and goes, "Dude, you are awesome," and does air guitar and all of that. "You're incredible, man." Mm-hmm. And I was watching the line like, that's my boy Akil.
There you go.
And his father is Chester Thompson, who was the drummer for Santana and Genesis, but just one of the great session drummers.
Cool. Maybe you could get him on the show.
I don't know if we're that good of friends.
Well, you could be if you made an effort.
We're friends. We're not that good of friends.
I will. Let's see if they're playing a barbecue festival or something so I could tie it in. But
right. Yeah, right. Treat it.
All right. 251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club. Text in line. Oh, they got Emily Stuckey playing there tonight.
Ooh, she's good.
She's so good. She's so pretty to look at, too.
Unlike us.
These singers came from nowhere.
So long, so long. Way down on a Mobile Bay. Hey, 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 hey.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Okay, we want to thank our sponsors.
Who would that be?
Well, Le Bichon Wine and Tavern Bar, who hosted part one of my birthday party last night.
Part one of 19.
And then Hall Sausage and Meats, and out in Chickasaw.
Chickasaw, Alabama.
And Deborah and them.
They got me a pound of the venison sausage in the freezer.
Okay. And then we want to thank Roy over at Butch Cassidy's, who's going to be hosting part two of my birthday party.
Part 27.
So you're having a birthday crawl, is
crawl,
what you're
that's what I'm
about.
Having, yeah. Pretty much so. And I'm crawling. Yeah,
starts
right,
in Jacksonville, Florida.
I'm crawling
ends in Los
right
Angeles.
Now, for sure. And then we certainly want to thank David and Danny Calmetti over there at Alabama Coast.
And we'll have them on. All right, David's going to be on at the bottom of the hour. They went to the Great American Seafood Cook-Off in New Orleans.
Yeah, we want to hear about that, yeah.
And, of course, Alabama had a chef participating.
Absolutely.
It was not
we
me.
We better.
For the ninth year in a row, it was not me.
Okay.
You just playing hard to
I get. Think I got close this year. Okay. I think I got really close to the Final Four. I don't know how come. Maybe David knows. Maybe he's not going to tell me because I didn't get as close as I think.
There you go. But anyway.
Who else we need to thank?
We need to thank our friends Tony and crew over there at Bob's Downtown Diner. That's where I was at this morning.
Do you want to thank him?
I want to thank Tony.
We'll bring Tony on the phone.
I
want to
thank Tony
him.
For buying my breakfast yeah,
thank him
this
in person, man. Say, hey, Tony, Mike wants to thank you.
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
I want to thank you. I wanted to thank you on the air for buying my breakfast this morning. So.
Man, you're absolutely welcome.
And he got everybody to come out and sing to me.
To see you this morning.
He got the whole kitchen staff and the waitress crew and we got the homeless people down in Benville Square come up and sing to me. And
did they sing the theme to Golden Girls?
So is this going to be Tony's a cappella group?
You know, they could start their own group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could. We're that good.
Because the corner happiness.
The fat and happy gang.
There you go. Well, none of them are really fat. They're all skinny over there. That's what gets me. They're all skinny. That works there.
How you doing, Tony?
Tony, you doing all right, buddy?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Brad.
Good. So, is the healing getting close to being done?
Sir?
I say, is your healing close to being finished?
I'm healing very well. You know, when I fractured this arm, it took about 3 weeks before we had surgery on it. But it did 2 plates and 15 screws in my arm. So I was out for a good 8-9 weeks without being able to come back down to the restaurant and do anything. So, yeah, rehab's been going good. I'm about 75% now on that. So we're going in the direction we need to go.
So are you going to be able to get through a metal detector?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I've already been over to the courthouse once. So
TMI, brother, TMI. So was your staff as happy to see you come back as they were to see you not come in?
That depends.
On payday, they were glad to see you.
look, I'm going to brag on these folks that work down here. They are I think they're the best staff in all of Mobile.
Oh, my God.
When they heard about all this happening with me, they all stepped up to the plate and took care of business and was, you know, always calling me and checking on me and all that stuff. So I'm very happy and pleased that they did that.
I was there one day when they called and checked on you, and they said, are you coming in, Dave? And then you could see the joy in their face when you weren't. And then they hollered out, he's not coming in. Yay! I'm just kidding. You know what a kidder is.
No more free breakfast for you, buddy.
That's why they tolerate you. I mean, they love you at Bob's Downtown.
They're great. They're all great.
Well, Tony, I want to appreciate you for taking care of my boy. And I don't know if I'm going to see you at Butch's tomorrow night. But if not, you keep getting better, okay, buddy?
What time tomorrow night? That's why I was calling. Is what time tomorrow night?
6:30.
That is way too late for me, man.
I know. I got to work, Tony. I got to work, man. I got bills to pay. Just because I'm older, don't mean you know. I am on the government dole now. You know, I still got to work.
I hear you.
Hey, man, you can't spend as much money partying with the chicks at Westminster Village that Mike does without having to get a job.
Well, those therapy runs into some money. Physical therapy runs into money, don't it, Tony? Tony's almost able to touch his earlobes, he said.
I'm still working on it.
I can touch my nose and my mouth. I just can't can't get to my ear quite yet. So that's my goal. Wednesday is my goal, to reach my ear Wednesday.
I just had this mental image of being in the situation that you're in and trying to shave my head, and I don't think I could do that.
Oh, man.
You just got to use your other arm.
It's been brutal, but
I can't go to the other side of my head.
I'm on the hen, on the meal.
Yeah.
So, getting after it every day now.
Well, man, it sure is good hearing from you, Tony, and you keep all the people down there at Bob's Downtown Diner happy.
Do you have anything to say, Tony? Anything else you wanted to add?
Provolone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, before you do that, though, just so Charlie's I'll know, my wife and I'll know, what are your hours?
7 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, and we're closed on all major holidays. Just going to go ahead and throw that out there.
But otherwise, yeah, you're open 7 days a week?
Yes, sir, 7 days a week.
In a row.
Wow.
In a row.
In a row.
Yeah, but no major holidays, you know, like Thanksgiving or Groundhog Day, anything like that.
And that, and the intersection of Fat and Happy, what are the real street names?
St. Francis, 263 St. Francis Street.
Fantastic.
Well, you know, tomorrow's a national holiday. You're going to be close to that.
What is that?
My birthday.
That should be a federal holiday.
Yeah, there you go. I swear. Hey, thank you. Thank you again, Tony. I appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate you
y'all.
All
yeah,
together. Love
day,
you, too.
All right, Tony. Provolone, buddy.
Provolone, buddy.
Good work.
You feeling special, buddy?
I feel all warm and fuzzy now.
You feel spatial, don't you?
Spatial.
In case
if me and you would ever shave, you wouldn't feel fuzzy.
Yeah. In case you've never worked Domino's Pizza in Tillman's Corner before.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing you hear when you answer the phone after you give them the special is, yeah, y'all got any specials? Doesn't matter what you just told them. They're not going to listen.
Yeah. Don't be getting down on Tillman's Corner now.
Oh, it was just funny, Charlie, because then you would repeat the special you had just told him. He didn't care what the specials were. He only asked because he's got a wife in the background going, ask him what the specials are before you just get the same thing.
Yeah. I've been there.
Been there, done that.
And then he listens to it the second time and goes, yeah, let me just get a large pepperoni.
So we got Cookie online, Charlie.
We
got
to go to break soon, don't we, Charlie?
Not yet. We've got enough time.
Hey, Cookie, good morning.
What, you scared? That's why you want to go to break?
No. I want to make sure we had enough time for you.
He's trembling.
I gotta ask. I haven't heard the entire program, and so you know that might be my remiss. But what birthday is this?
65. It's the.
Medicare
age.
It's the last significant birthday before the last one.
Before the what?
Before the last one. They don't get nothing else after this one. Yeah. It kind of slows down at like 25 when your insurance drops, and then nothing significant happens again for about 20 years.
I wish I was 65 again and know what I know now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You'd still be in the same place.
Right. Actually backslid
right,
a little
man,
bit.
Man, you're catching on. Take care. Love you. Bye. Happy
Thank
birthday.
You, Cookie.
Bye, Cookie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
By the way, if anybody should want to come call in and sing happy birthday.
Oh,
right?
Don't do that.
Oh, come on.
Don't do that.
I'm still
trying to recover
listeners.
Here.
Yeah. Well, let me get to some stuff. Garen Allen, our good buddy, he and his wife are up in Tennessee, want to say hello. They're commenting on the Facebook page. And also, Big Potato Company, Foley, Alabama. You're familiar with them?
I do.
Hey, Mike, from the crew at Big Potato Company. They know it's your birthday, buddy.
It's my birthday.
We are having a great morning, Big Potato Company. I need to
That's
do
a
some,
cool place.
I got to start doing
that
some
so
Baldwin
cool
County
there.
Stuff soon. I've been working.
Is that a big company or they have big potatoes?
He opened his own business.
Yeah.
And it's Big Potato, and he serves potatoes. And he does paninis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
Where are they?
You're talking about a fun,
Foley
great
is what I can tell you.
Concept.
Mike knows where
the first one started in Evergreen, I think, he said. Mm-hmm. And I think they just opened one in Monroeville, and he's looking to put one in Daphne. And
Alabama, right?
Yeah, in Alabama. But this is going to make, you know, if you're somebody who's looking for a franchise to own, if you want to own your own franchise, you ought to contact this guy. And maybe open some up over Mississippi and
if you're really
Tillman's Corner,
what you do is you get a building big enough that you have Big Potato Company on one side and Whacked Out Wiener on the other.
There you go.
Both of those local franchises there out of the Foley area.
You can do Whacked Out Potato, big Whacked Out Big Old Potato.
or Big Wiener Company.
Your tater's whacked out, buddy.
Let's be careful.
Yeah, I recently went to Whacked Out Wiener and got my wiener whacked. I got the double that you get with
double
whack. Mustard, onion, and she goes, "You want relish?" She goes, "What kind? What kind?" She goes, "We got sweet, we got dill, and we got jalapeno." And I'm like, "Well, jalapeno."
You know the FCC's upstairs, don't you?
Yeah, but they're closed on Sundays. Hey, I haven't said anything that's not legal to say.
Okay.
That's
if
true.
You hear it that
Came
way,
close.
That's on you, sir.
You just dirty minded.
3430106. What did I forget, Mike?
251.
And what is it?
It's the Callahan's Irish Social Club texting line.
All right. We'll
and
be hearing
Stuckey's from, playing there tonight.
And we'll be hearing from David Calametti from Alabama host coasting soon.
Way out in the west, I get so tired. Working all day, I want somebody who wants me to play.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
You know what that we're listening to?
That's Old Stretch.
Yeah, that is the band Black Oxygen.
That's the guy that ate my taco.
Yeah. that's the band Black Oxygen. They're doing a song called First Bite that they did with our buddy Stretch Ruminar.
Yeah.
One of Panini Pete's pals that was down here recently for the fundraiser for Johnny and Crystal.
Yeah. And this was about a restaurant in Kansas City?
Yeah. He's just friends with him. I think he does a barbecue.
He has a barbecue.
Right, and they love his restaurant. He loves their music.
Yeah.
So they did a song together.
The video was in the kitchen, it looks like.
Yeah, and from what I understand, this song's actually charting.
In Missouri?
In Missouri, Kansas City area. It's like number 12 on the stations in most requested song in Kansas City right now.
Cool.
Let's do a little piece.
Yeah.
Barbecue business, smoking all night. All righty, let's bring David up. Wait.
David Calmetti?
David, what do you think about that?
He was singing along, I think.
Were you banging your head? Were you a headbanger?
Mike was in here breakdancing.
I was singing along internally because you don't want me to sing.
I wasn't breakdancing. I had a cramp in my leg.
Yeah, the Charlie horse.
Don't say Charlie and horse together.
David, you went to New Orleans yesterday, didn't
you?
What was that?
Welcome to the club.
Yep.
You were in New Orleans, Louisiana yesterday, weren't you?
We were, working again, as always.
Yeah,
hard. The Great American Seafood Cook-Off, and it was also the Louisiana Food Show.
Oh, yeah.
I saw some sampling to do.
I saw some people
poor
on Facebook
thing.
Over there.
Poor thing.
Any surprises?
Any what?
Any real surprises on the sampling?
Yeah, there were four or five pre-made gumbo recipes, and they were really good, really tasty. So you save all the trouble of making that roux. That was the biggest surprise. There's a new Louisiana beef company that is out promoting their Louisiana beef, which was a nice refresher at the seafood show. So there were 14 states represented in the cook-off yesterday. Alabama was represented by Chef Jeff Compton and his sous chef Brett out of Birmingham. He just opened his restaurant 2 weeks ago, And so this was his weekend off, and he comes down here and cooks in the seafood thing. He did a redfish, a post-redfish with a blue crab and potato salad. That was a German potato salad thing.
So it's warm.
We don't know how he didn't score in the top three. It was a good-looking dish. I think it may have been too simple because they really – the winner actually was from Massachusetts.
They got a shore. That's okay.
They do. They do. But give her proper cred. She grew up in Florida. You know, that's important. They did a scallop two ways. They did a scallop cream sauce and then a grilled scallop and, of course, lobster. And that was the winning dish. But it was fun. I think this was the highest quality caliber of competing chefs that they've had. There was just great dishes all around the board. Arizona came in, did some fun stuff. They actually caught their own fish down in Mexico and brought it in when they came in. So,
how does Arizona have a coastline?
Talk with Chef John Foles.
Oh, legend. I love John.
Just a great guy. And we did a little video, and he did a shout-out to Steve Zucker, who worked for him early on in his career.
I didn't know that, but that makes
Bob,
sense.
And to Bob Baumhauer, who are good friends. And John, Bob's trying to get John to come back to town for a couple of weeks to do some stuff together. So hopefully that will be something we can participate in.
You got our numbers, man.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, in case you missed in New Orleans, yesterday was Bob Baumhauer's birthday. Happy birthday, Bob.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I saw a tweet from his wife.
Yep.
Which is Happy also Panini Pete's sister.
Isn't that tweet?
You've been waiting weeks and weeks to say that.
I always make sure people understand that Bob is not a former football player that went into the restaurant business. He's a restaurateur that used to play football.
Right.
Because he is all into Aloha hospitality.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Their operation
he's got a machine.
You know how intelligent he is when, you know, his two of his executive chefs over the years have been Pete Blome and now Steve Zucker. Mm-hmm. I mean, both of those guys are awesome. Yeah. And, of course,
I'll tell you what, there's not – much more intimidating than shaking Bob's hand.
No, there's not.
You can't shake his hand.
Your hand disappears.
No, he shakes your hand.
You have to shake.
He can shake your hand, but you can't shake
him. I remember the first time I ever shook hands with him, it was like I could only hold two fingers.
Felt like you were eight, right?
I did. I felt like a little kid shaking an adult's hand. He's so big.
Shakes your wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
All I got to do is shake two fingers. His hands were so big. Just shake.
I have a question on the poached redfish.
Yep.
Do you know what it was poached in? Was it oil? It couldn't have been oil poached.
No, no, it was butter, butter sauce, and they had fresh. What's the dried stuff you use all the time?
Parsley,
bay leaf.
Bay leaf.
Soaked in the butter poach. Oh.
So it was
really good. I mean, it's
actually a bay laurel butter.
You know, unfortunately, if you're not judging that thing, you don't get to eat. You don't get to sample their food. So, but it.
How do we get that gig, David?
The guys from South Carolina came in. They had five flight delays.
Oh man!
They didn't get into town until like 1 o'clock yesterday. So they came screaming in. And cooked and was the last one, but it was just, and they were at the last minute putting this thing together. But it was fun. And it's full out competition, good stuff. We also had a chance to say hello to last year's the past year's king. Of course, you're either the king or queen. This year, the queen is Aaron from Massachusetts, but last year's king was Austin Sumrall, who is of course. A Gulf Coast food. He's at Biloxi with the White Pillows restaurant.
Yeah, and I've heard nothing but incredible things about it. Mike and I need to get over there sometime.
Yeah, we need to make a trip over there because he's won every accolade you could possibly win with that restaurant.
Yeah,
best of that, best of this, good guy. He and his wife own that restaurant and run it. So we need to make a road trip.
I agree. Mike and I are always up for a road trip.
Heck yeah.
Now that he's of the retirement age,
He wants to get his Winnebago, yeah, put in his Steppenwolf, and hit the road.
Now I'm gonna get me an old, white van again. I got a charge for candy,
Mike,
though.
I'm not riding in a white van with you. I have a reputation of old.
I gotta start charging for candy, though. Candy's too expensive to give away.
Hey, just a quick plug. Next weekend is our reggae weekend on Saturday at Dolphin Island. We've got roaming oysters out of Bila Battery, and we've also got a barbecue thing out of Dolphin Island, and then we've got a whole bunch of jerk Caribbean style food going on. We've got music all day. It's a free event, reggae concert at Green Park. So we hope everybody comes out and plays with us.
And that's headed up by the Dolphin Island Renaissance man himself, Gene Gable, right?
Well, Gene is the reggae ambassador.
Yeah.
But somebody else does most of the work.
Hey, David, for most of us that don't always get to the island, when you get to the tee, which way do you go to get to Green Park?
You actually don't. You go. It's right past the shipping store, whatever it is.
It's right there on the right
before you get to the tee.
Yeah.
And it's on the right?
Yep.
Okay. That's easy enough to find.
Yeah, you're barely off the bridge when you get there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good time. And we've got some guys coming out of Birmingham, and they've been doing a really good job helping us promote the event. So we're hoping this will be our biggest one yet. It's our sixth year doing it.
Cool.
Just to keep Gene happy.
Hey, just for y'all that think he's joking, the man is good with a samurai sword. So keep
him happy. He's surprisingly lethal.
Yeah. he just comes off as this peace, love, and dope hippie. But he served in Nam. He can handle a samurai sword.
You want him on your side in a bar fight.
Yeah, yeah. Him and Emerald Agassi.
He's also a noted surfer.
Yeah, yeah. He truly is a Renaissance man. He's done a lot of everything.
Yep, and, he's a good guy.
We should all strive to be more like Gene Gable.
Yep.
David, you got anything else for us, buddy? You got something else coming up in the next couple of weeks we should be excited about? A cook-off, a steak cook-off or something?
Well, the next cook-off we're going to do at the end of August in Auburn. It'll be a steak cook-off in Opelika, downtown Opelika. And then Labor Day weekend, on Saturday of Labor Day, we've got a cast iron surf and turf that's going to happen inside Fort Gaines on Dolphin Island.
That sounds great. Yeah, Charlie says sign him up.
.com and get all that stuff.
All right,
but most importantly, I think I can say it now because I think it's already happening. But we're having a surprise birthday party for my niece. Danny's daughter is soon to be celebrating her 30th birthday, so I'm heading out to Nixon's Drugs to join in the celebration.
Oh, awesome!
Well, tell her happy birthday from Mike and Stu and Charlie and Phil.
A lot of Leos in this town, you know.
A lot of Leos. Yeah. A
lot of Leos.
I bet 1/12 of the population is Leos.
Probably. Yeah. We used to have
Mike,
a Leo
we'll see
party.
See you tomorrow night at Butch's.
Hey, right, man, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
You ain't got to bring me anything. Just show up.
All right, once again,
turn it down.
That is David Calametti with our sponsors, Alabama Coasting. Anything they're doing, Reggae Festival cook-offs, check out their Facebook page. Folks.
All right.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, and I'm Jonesy Jones. You can find me on YouTube, Jonesy Jones Music, also Facebook, Crown Jewels.
Jonesy Jones.
First time I saw her, Dolphin Island Reggae Festival.
There you go. Hey, we want to thank our sponsors, Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy. I was sitting there today eating my
complimentary
breakfast. Are you off the mic?
Huh?
Are you off the mic?
No.
No, am I?
I'm on.
No. You're just anyway. I had your volume all the way up.
No.
Anyway.
Come on, Goober, get with it.
And
talk, Mike.
We want to thank Hall Sausage and Meats. We want to thank
Wholesale Meats, folks.
Wholesale Meats.
You can go get stuff for your restaurant there.
Libeshawn Wine and Tapas Bar, who hosted my part one,
part
of my
seven, part seven of Mike's birthday year,
and certainly Butch Cassidy's over there at the corner of Florida and O'Shell Road. Flo Shell is where it's fondly called.
They're doing the encore edition of Mike's birthday party.
They will wrap it up tomorrow night at Butch Cassidy's. I got a feeling they're going to be busy.
So is that for people who missed your pre-birthday party?
Yeah. That's
pre-birthday party one, because you got one this afternoon, too,
that's
right?
That's a pre-birthday,
well,
two.
Well, this afternoon I'm going to rest.
Tomorrow's the day, and then you got
I'm
a post-birthday
rest this
week.
Afternoon, so.
Rest then, is code for sleep it off.
Yeah, sleep it off. And then we want to thank David Calmetti, who we just had on the phone.
Alabama Coast.
Alabama Coast.
You got questions about that reggae festival? Go to
the Facebook
page.
That sounds interesting. I can't wait to.
Really,
I wonder
does.
If they're going to have Jamaican patty there. You know,
is that a
it's
person?
It's a food.
Yeah.
It's a Jamaican patty.
Yeah. You know, you get those at Dollar Tree, right?
Well,
and
I've been
they're
told
great.
They got them at the Pig, and they got them elsewhere. I did not
they're
know
they're cheaper
that.
At Dollar Tree than anywhere else, and it's the same ones.
Are they a dollar?
$1.25. Hey, it's a buck and a quarter tree now.
Seagram's has this sparkling drink out that's like near beer called Jamaican Me Happy.
Not if it ain't got any alcohol in it.
No, it's got 3.5. Like near
that's
beer.
Not,
near,
that's not enough.
No, no, no. But it's really, really a refreshing drink. It's kind of like Boone Farm.
Boone's Farm, Boone. Okay.
So, you know, I come on here, and I'd like to mention all the what day it is today and stuff like that. We've already mentioned Bob's birthday yesterday.
Yeah, Bob Baumhauer's birthday.
Yeah, but I always love to talk about what these special days are. Well, today is Raspberry and Cream Day. Okay?
That sounds delicious.
It's delicious, and I'm sure. But I was looking at tomorrow's.
Oh, yeah. What is tomorrow's, Mike?
Tomorrow's.
I bet it's something special, isn't it?
Well, you know, I would think at my birthday it would be something real special.
Yeah.
But it's not really.
Like Gin and Tonic Day.
And
Mike's Hot Day.
Moonshine Day.
But, you know, we've had some really good ones ahead.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
We had all kind of great ones here recently. International Beer Day, all that stuff.
There's a National Cheeseburger Day.
Tequila
and
Day.
A National Hamburger Day.
Tomorrow's National Dollar Day. Frozen Custard Day tomorrow.
Frozen custard is delicious.
And
but you can't get it for a dollar.
No, but you can get it here locally now. There's a Culver's, which is out of Minnesota. There in St. Paul.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a hybrid between a Denny's and a fast food place.
Yeah.
There's burgers. It's Butter Burgers, which is a Wisconsin thing.
What's the name of it?
Culver's.
When did they open one on airport?
Where the Ruby Tuesday was.
Oh, okay. They got one in Foley. It's the first one.
Yeah.
I never had
it. And then there's a Freddy's that has opened in Saraland that I think is pretty much the same thing.
There's one in Spanish Fort, too.
Freddy's?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
Ruby Tubby's is gone.
Long gone.
Thank
the one
God.
On airport there at McGregor?
About to remodel the one over in Tillman's Corner. That's the only one I know of that's still alive.
That company has been on life support for 20 years.
Yeah.
And that's why every 6 months they change their
but
identity.
When I went to the Culver's over in Foley, I had mashed potato and gravy with my hamburger.
Yeah.
Hamburger and mashed potato gravy.
They're out of Wisconsin, Charlie, so it's a real Great Lakes, northern Midwest kind of experience. Mike is frantically searching for the day today. So we're just
anyway, I've already covered those, but this one really gets me.
They had you in mind with this one.
This is something. All right, we were talking about whacking wieners a while ago, the whacked out wieners and all that. But listen to this. Tomorrow is sneak some zucchini into your neighbor's porch day. Now, I don't know about your neighborhood.
Zucchini into your neighbor's porch?
It's supposed to be onto your neighbor's porch.
It was said two different ways. But I don't know about your neighborhood, but if I was to sneak anything on my neighbor's porch, I'd get shot.
Why would you want to sneak zucchini anywhere?
My guess is this is the time of year where everybody's zucchini plants are going crazy and they've got more zucchini than they can eat.
Well, I read about it, and it said it's for people who have extra produce, extra garden stuff to share it with their neighbors. And that's what it's all about. It's all about
sharing.
So
it's National Slip the Zucchini Day.
Yeah, slip the zucchini.
But you know, that can be a problem. I had a Meyer's lemon tree, and one year I got 150 lemons off this 6-foot-tall tree. And I finally went down to the farmer's market down in Theodore and gave it to them.
Mm-hmm. We had a customer when I was at Mars Hill Cafe, one of the church members, had a Meyer lemon tree that went crazy one year, and they brought us in a 40-pound case.
It's and, about every other year
yeah.
that they have a
and
bumper crop.
I think
crop.
That's the way citrus goes. It's an on year and an off year. Mm-hmm. But for the next week, everyone loved lemon with their tea. Because those Meyer lemons are sweeter mm-hmm. and larger and almost sweet enough to eat straight.
My grandson eats Meyer's lemons straight.
I have a buddy, a musician from Nashville, he eats regular lemon straight.
Well, this is kind of a cross between an orange and a lemon, I think.
Yeah. It's got a little more sweetness.
And it is very hearty.
And Meyer lemons with limoncello is traditionally made.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at satsumas. Look what people do. I mean, people are just giving away satsumas.
You can make a cello with satsuma.
Well, you can make a rum. Mm-hmm. Buy you rum with satsuma. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Yeah. One of the best rums
I think
ever
to make had. A cello, you just take citrus. Let me throw my phone across the room. Take citrus and dissolve sugar into vodka and mm-hmm. then pour it over the top. I think.
Satsuma.
Satsuma.
I'll try.
I used to live in Satsuma. I still go fishing in Satsuma. There's a place, I need to get you there, in Satsuma called the Shrimp Lady. Mm-hmm. This is the best shrimp bisque you'll ever try in your life. It's mainly takeout, but they'll have po' boy, stuff like that, a little bit of just go in there and get a pound of shrimp kind of mm-hmm. thing. But some friends of mine that I fish with took me there, and it's right in front of the Dollar General in an old, dilapidated, almost looking 1950s strip mall.
And
it was like a laundromat, and I think the laundromat part is long empty. And then the Shrimp Lady, and you just go in, and it smells wonderful. But if you're in Satsuma, check out the Shrimp Lady. They're not open late, so if you're looking for a 7 o'clock dinner, they're already at home eating theirs.
But good idea for lunch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
and get it to go.
Lunch.
But the bisques they have there are the best I have ever had. They are just sublime. Of course, it's not really bisque weather, so I hadn't stopped in lately. But they do fried shrimp po' boys, fried catfish po' boys. But if you're in Satsuma. Yeah.
That's what Bill Finch calls it.
30 seconds, Mike. So we need to tell people, get out there.
Support local. Be local, buy local. Tip those servers. Earn your tip. Still be nice, people. Just everybody be nice to each other,
hey,
please.
Hey, that six-foot thing, that's good for the rest of your life.
I saw a sign that said, be kind to your waiter because they did show up for work today.
That's right. You're right. And we want to...
A little extra tip doesn't hurt either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
I know you got to do your thing there.
Oh. All right, we already done it.
Oh. No, he means the thing where we go provolone.
Provolone.